Hello, my name is Jim McGowan, and this is my opinion. I've lived in Sitka since 1984. I'd like to speak today about the race for the state house seat for Sitka and surrounding communities. The two candidates are Jonathan Christ Tompkins and Bill Thomas. Bill has been in the state house for years, representing Haines and other small communities. The redrawing of district boundaries means that Bill will represent Sitka if we voters send him back to the legislature. I do not think we should do that, and I will tell you why. The primary business of the state legislature is to handle the state's money. Taxes on North Slope oil fund state government. Some of it we save, like the permanent fund. Some of it we spend for state projects, like the university, the court system, and the ferries. And some of it is distributed to the cities for their use on local projects, like local roads and, in Sitka, Blue Lake Dam improvements. Mr. Thomas's supporters keep putting an ad in the paper that attempts to tie Sitka's success in getting legislative support for local projects to the joint efforts of Mr. Thomas and our Senator Stedman. Nothing could be further from the truth. Yes, Mr. Thomas and Senator Stedman are members of the same party, but they are on opposite sides on the most important money issue that has faced the legislature in years. During the last legislative session, Senator Stedman was one of two prominent senators who stood up against efforts by the oil companies and the governor to give the oil companies a $2 billion per year tax break with no strings attached. Unlike Senator Stedman, Mr. Thomas, in his position as co-chair of the House Finance Committee, voted repeatedly in favor of this giveaway. Here's why that is significant. We still need another $50 million to raise the Blue Lake Dam. If Mr. Thomas gives away our $2 billion per year, will the legislature be able to give us the money we need for the Blue Lake Dam and other vital projects? It just won't work. It is simple math. Is it any surprise that campaign finance reports show that Mr. Thomas has consistently been generously supported by contributions from the big oil companies? Jonathan Christ Tompkins has pledged to oppose Mr. Thomas's $2 billion per year oil money giveaway. Additionally, Jonathan has shown that he will put the interest of Southeast Alaskans first if we elect him. For these reasons, I am voting for Jonathan Christ Tompkins. This is Jim McGowan. Thank you for listening.